Rachos Yisrael, Pashas Lukas, Day 2, an excerpt from 182b. So it continues, speaking about eternity. Tochazi, come and see. Zakorin, Zakorin is Kashra. Yisrael Dechai. The righteous that merit to be bound in the bundle of life up above, the tree of life, Dali Vatsilis, to the infinite one. Inun Zakorin, the Mechmi, Bikora Ilo, the Malchut Adisha. They merit this gaze, this supernal honor of the Holy King, to see the light of Zaron Pinu Vatsilas. Kamoda Tomas, you find that it says, speaking of this level, Lachzos Benon Hashem, to gaze the pleasantness of Hashem, Ulvaka Becholom, to visit his palace, the special palace of Hashem, the world of Vatsilas, where his pleasantness and effulgence shines out. Vinon Midoreon Yater Vila Mikol Inun Marachim. Addition. These, their dwelling place is higher above all the holy angels. They can't have such a deep connection to Hashem. Chol Dagon on all their levels. A human being in this world recognizes Hashem much higher than angels. Dohao Asra, Yiloh, because we hold that high place. Lo Zakon, Yiloh, and Mitasoh, and Mechmile. Those above and below don't merit to see. Normally, except for people who devote themselves to Hashem. I don't receive this. It's written, I in the loss of the king's lascha. No eye has seen Hashem but you. Vin in the low zakor and kolkach, those that are not so meritorious, vin in duchti in those places, islon the sata, kafuma chayu. They have below according to their ways, each person according to what he did in this world. So that's how he'll merit to have his suite over there, and how close he'll be to the divine honor and effulgence. Vin in the low zakor and the salkor lahau eser, they don't merit to go up to that place, v'nechme kamod echamon. In the Leila, and to see like those that above see, they see less. Vinan Kaimi Bikyuma the Aiden Taso. They stand in the endurance of the lower paradise. Lo Yotu, not more. We tame if you say, Man Aiden Taso, what is the lower paradise? Elado Aiden Dikre Chachmataso. But this is the paradise is called the lower wisdom, which is the term used in the Zohar, often to refer to Malchus. The wisdom of being able to understand how to serve Hashem from this world, and to connect and make vessels, and a person who did that in this world merits to be in that place above. And the Hashem is drawn to him vessels from a lower place. Do Kaima al Gan Eden, the Ba'aran stands upon the earthly paradise, an earthly garden. Yishkachusa the high Eden Alei, and the looking of this paradise, level of Eden, is upon the garden in this world. Bina Kaimi Bahagan, and they stand in this garden, those souls. Yishanan me Eden Do, and they derive pleasure from this level of Eden, from this paradise. What is between the lower paradise and the upper one? So the Zohar tells us, Kisron Ormin Choshech, like the advantage of light from darkness. Eden Taso Ikri Edna Nukva. The lower paradise is called Edna, which is in the feminine receiving aspect. Eden Ido, the upper paradise, Ikri Eden Docha, is called like the male paradise. Alei Ksiv Badid is written, Ayin Lo Silukim Zoscha. Why is he in Hashem but you, since Hashem is relative to us like the absolute giver? It's the only person in all his deeds was absolutely giving and not receiving, merits to get up there. As a person was not so giving, so he merits to derive pleasure from the lower aspect of being the lower Gan Eden. Hai Eden Taso Ikri Gan, Le Eden De Leila. This lower paradise is called the garden relative to the paradise above. But that's why it's got, the Zohar is basing it on this principle that we call Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden. It's really two places. There's Eden, which is the root energy of the light of paradise, and then there's Gan, the garden, which is the place where it expresses. So you have a worldly garden, and upon this Gan rests the Eden, the light of paradise. The Tzadikim, the souls are in the garden, and the lighting from this upper level of paradise is shining down. Eden that's expressing in it, that itself is the lower level of Eden, of paradise, relative to the Eden above it, and relative to the Eden above it, it's also called like a gan, like a garden. As it says, why gan in this garden, Ikre Eden, is called paradise, the gan lasata, relative to the garden beneath. Feeling the mishtachi began to saw, and those that found the lower garden, is hanin my high Eden, they derive pleasure from this paradise. Tavayu, the whole Shabbos that's upon them. V'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, and every single Shabbos, v'chol Yarcha Yarcha, and every single new moon, haruchsiv, that is written, v'yob, and v'chodesh v'chodesho, it should be every new moon, and v'nuul, and v'Shabbos v'Shabbato, and every Shabbos on its Shabbos, all flesh will come to bow before me, And the Zohar says also, it's referring in Shemayim, that each person, each soul, according to their station above in paradise on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and also on Yom Tov, they get knocked up a level to a higher place. About these, Shlomo Melech said, he says, I praise those who have died, Minachai more than living, Asher Hemer, Chaim Adonai, they're still alive. But the Zohar explains figuratively, that's both referring to, both parts of the verse referring to the souls in the next world. Because they are on a higher level more than them. In other words, those that are Chaim Adena, they're having their the light of the life of the world to come in the level of Adena, the feminine aspect of paradise. He praises the ones that are on a higher level of life in Eden itself more. Mani in Shivakvar Mesu. Who are those that already died that the verse is referring to? Kabila Oncha, Trezimni, and we feel received the punishment twice. Vile Nikun Kesef Mizukuk, and they're called refined silver. The old Lenura, Zimnin, a train that goes into the fire once or twice. Venofik Mine Zurma, and it comes out from it. The dregs is bar, and it's purified, and snucky, and cleansed. So there are different people in Gan Eden. There are those that had, when they come to the next world, they had a lot of negative energies mixed with their soul, things they picked up in this world, a lot of luggage to get cleansed, and they afterwards merit to be in a good place in the next world. But not as good as those that cleanse themselves while they're still here. Told me Shneim, and better than both of them, Esasher Eden, those someone who was not ever here. It says Eden, which is referring to this Eden, to this paradise. So what does this refer to based on our discussion? How Rucha Dekorim La'ela, that spirit that stands above, is Akav L'Nachta L'Sata, and withheld from descending below. Tokorim Mikiyume, because it stands in its endurance, Leitzalei the Kabbalah Onshon, it shouldn't receive any punishment. Leitzalei Mazona, Mehao Mazona Yiloh, and he has sustenance from the supernal sustenance, referring to the light of the Shechina, the La'ela, from La'ela, way above. Tav Mikulu, better than all, Mandalo is Porish, one who wasn't separated, the sky is not revealed, Lechol Miloy Miskimu. And all of his issues are hidden. Inun Dohu Zakoa Chasida, this is a merit-worthy, pious person. Denotu Pikudi Raisa, who guards the commandments of the Torah of Akayim Lon and fulfills them. Yishtadol B'Raisa, and strives in the Torah Yomama V'Leili, day and night. Dohis Achad, he is united. His honey, Vidagi Ilor, derives pleasure from a high level. Akol Shabani, Nashimola, with other people. Kulo Sachtin, Mechupa Dahai. They're all united from this, his chupa. They all merit to draw light down from him because he's in a higher place. That's one gives. Another version of the text gives the token they're burned, which means they're like embarrassed that he reached a higher level because he worked harder, and you know, they look at themselves, why didn't he also work harder and reach a higher level? But okay, so we see the Zohar explain these verses in Koheles from Shlomo Melech that mentioned Eden, which means that it has not been, it has been, has not been, as referring to Gan Eden, the levels of the soul enjoying paradise next place, and the different levels in each person, according to what you put in, that's what you take out. According to how much a person works in this world to get to Hashem and to turn his selfish nature into giving, that will determine which place, what will be his station in the next world to come. The more a person gives in this world of himself to Hashem and to others, as part of his connection to Hashem, so through that he'll merit to have a higher, more independent place where the light turns more brightly, gloriously in the world to come.